Researchers are studying the source of midlife crisis, and they say just about the time people are making the most money in their careers, they bottom out when it comes to contentment. One reason for this unhappiness may be time and not having enough of it. Especially at this time of the year, the balancing act between work and family is tougher than ever. Jonathan Clements is in his 40s and struggles with this problem. He is personal finance columnist of the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us. Welcome.
It's great to be with you, Renee.
Jonathan, you presumably are making more money than certainly ever before. Why would you be miserable?
It's really all about time constraints, Renee. I mean, I'm busier than I've ever been. I got two kids. They're both teenagers. I go to the office. I work like crazy. I try to get my columns together, and then I run home and, you know, I have to look after the kids. My life has never been busier. Do I have a spare half an hour here or there for myself? Not really.
Would you say, though, then your situation is similar to those others in their 40s who are finding themselves dipping down in from happiness to unhappiness?
Well, Renee, I wouldn't like to describe myself as miserable, but I'm not exactly tap dancing around the NPR studio here. But the good news is I'm not alone. I mean, if you look at the research, what it says is that there's this U-curve in happiness. You know, people tend to be reasonably happy in their 20s. They get less and less happy through their 30s. They hit bottom in their 40s, and then they tend to rebound from there.
Here's something that's interesting, something called the hedonic treadmill, having to do with hedonism, right?
Right. I mean, the notion is, you know, we all think, okay, you know, if only we were richer, we'd be happier. If only we got that next pay raise, we'd be happier. But what happens is you tend to get used to it after a while. And so, you know, the boost to your happiness tends to fade away. And after a couple of months, you may feel little or no better off.
If it isn't a pay raise or something kind of specific in time that can get you back to feeling happy, if you will, or content, what are the things that economics researchers and sociologists say will return you to a state of feeling content?
Well, there's nothing that's really going to guarantee that you're going to be super happy, but there are things that you can do to improve your happiness at the margin. For instance, I mean, the research has discovered that one of the things that seems to have the biggest negative impact on people's sense of well-being is a long commute. If you can arrange to have a job where you don't have to commute a long way, that really, really helps. Another thing that seems to be important is having job flexibility. If, you know, you don't actually have to work precisely 9 to 5, you can fool around with your hours, maybe telecommute once in a while. That also seems to be a big help. The other key thing is friends are a huge boost to happiness. If you spend your time seeing friends on a regular basis, you have a close-knit group of friends, that can really, really help.
Jonathan Clements is the personal finance columnist for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much for joining us.
It's been almost a pleasure, Renee.